AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. As Russia gets ready for an offensive in eastern Ukraine in the Donbass region, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says,
in general, they have the vast majority of their assembled combat power available to them. From what they assembled over the course of the fall and in the early winter months.
But Kirby also says there are logistical problems with the Russians in Ukraine.
So it remains to be seen whether they have, quote, fixed these problems and are now ready to execute in a more efficient way in the Donbass. Our assessment is that they are still struggling with a lot of these problems.
Russian missile attacks targeted Kharkiv in western Ukraine. UN humanitarian chief Martin Griffiths wants both sides to get together.
They are really good people to work with. Let's pray that the people go back to the talks, and let's pray that there's some sense comes back to the minds of decision makers.
A federal judge in Florida voided the national mask mandate covering airplanes and other public transportation as exceeding the authority of health officials. The CDC recently extended the mask mandate until May 3rd to allow more time to study the new Omicron variant. The Supreme Court won't hear a lawsuit filed by four New York City public school employees over a policy that they be vaccinated against the coronavirus. New York City began requiring public school employees to be vaccinated by the fall of 2021. Courts declined to bar the city from enforcing their policy, which applies to some 150,000 employees. A new report by outside engineers says sensors on a Florida amusement park ride had been adjusted manually to double the size of the opening for restraints on two seats, resulting in a 14-year-old boy not being properly secured before he slipped out and fell to his death. The boy who died in Orlando was only 14, but was 6'5" and well over 300 pounds. This is AP News. The White House resumed a long-standing tradition. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Welcome to the Easter egg roll.
First Lady Jill Biden and the president welcomed some 30,000 kids and adults to a soggy South Lawn for the first egg roll since before the virus pandemic.
This year we're finally getting together again. And it's so special.
The theme was education, a nod to the First Lady's job as a teacher, with the lawn divided into educational stations.
Brown bear, what do you see?
And a reading nook, where Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon joined the first couple with his own book about grandmothers.
I know you love Nana, but Nana loves you more.
All right.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Reigning Olympic champion Perez Jepchirchir won the women's race at the Boston Marathon. Evans Chebet completed the Kenyan sweep, winning for the men. American Daniel Romanchuk won his second career wheelchair title. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.